All right, are you ready for the word this morning? All right, I hope you are, because I don't go to church just to show up and show out. You know, I don't come to church to wear my new suit, obviously. I don't come to church to, you know, just impress. I come to get a word from the Lord. I come to get the presence of the Lord in my life, to be stirred up and to give to others what they may have need of. If you need encouragement, guess what? Boom, take some encouragement. You need some love, I'm going to love you as much as I possibly can. That's what the community of faith is all about. But I have to share with you this morning in Proverbs chapter 18 and 21 that evil reports and negative attitudes can be so destructive, they can even destroy long-lasting friendships and even family relations. Somebody look at Proverbs 18 and 21. Do you have that one up there? Could you put it up for me, please? Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life. Watch this. Come on, read it. Let's read it. Ready? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Stop right there. I just want you to feel your tongue. Guess what's in there? Death and life. The power of death and life. It's in your tongue. Watch the rest of it. Read it. And those who love it will eat its fruit. So if death and life are in the power of my tongue, I must be very careful what I say to other people, because it can become destructive. Look at Proverbs 16, verse 28. Come on, look at Proverbs 16, 28. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. That happens in our life way too much. We destroy relationships based on what we say to one another. Isn't that something? You could say something about someone else to another person and it gets back to them. Don't think it won't. See, you go to them and you say, "Now look, sweetie, I'm going to tell you this, but you know, you need to keep this between us." You are deceived if you think that's going to happen, because they are going to tattletale on you. Then the person is going to come back and say, "I heard you said this to so-and-so." Now here's the kicker on that. What they heard is going to be elaborated, truth to it, mix it all. The time it gets back to you, you're like, "I did not say that. Not exactly that. I mean, I didn't say it like that." And it separates friends. It separates family. You know, there's times in Tina, in my relationship, it's just based on what I say to her. I can just bring a strife in our relationship. You know, my prayer every morning is, "Holy Spirit, I ask you, Father, help me not to respond to Tina out of my soul. I pray that I would respond to her out of my spirit." Because my soul will always try to defend. My soul will always try to attack. My soul will always try to respond out of anger. But my spirit respond to her out of my soul. Have you ever done this, guys? There's been times when I've said something. I said, "Stop preaching!" I was being a stinker. Sometimes that happens just based on the words. But let me just get real serious. Can literally quench your spirit and create a mindset of defeat and futility. You know how many times we do, how many words we have in self-talk every day? Approximately 30,000 self-talk words. You know, sometimes we defile ourselves by what we say to ourselves. It's sort of like this. "Oh Lord, please make me a better person. Oh God, please help me manage this addiction that it won't overwhelm me. Oh God, please make me a better slave." Look, that's not true prayer. Those are negative words. Those are defiling words. And guess who's listening? You are. So you never want to speak negatively about yourself, let alone speak negatively or give a false report about another person. Look at Matthew 18. Come on, turn in your Bible. Matthew 18, verse 15, or look on this iron up on either side, is because the projectors went to heaven. Way too much money to buy new ones. So we're just going to use the middle one. More say that. How do you go to person? Other. So in other words, the Bible says, if they, and deal with it. You need to address them. You don't have an opinion, Because the years of ministry, I've had people say to me, oh, watch out for this couple. I heard they're starting to come to your church. Well, they were in my church. Let me tell you what they did. They took this, they stole that, they hurt people here. And you know, I'm like, wow, these people are really terrible. So I go to meet them. They go, hi, our names are such and such, and we're from so-and-so church, and we feel like the Holy Spirit's bringing us here. How many know my first thought is, okay, I'm going to watch out for you because I got the skinny on you. I've already begun to judge them based on what I've heard. Is that fair to them? Absolutely not. Is it true? It could be, but I don't know that. If they had an issue, they should have went to them personally. The issue that they have with their ship with them in the future. Now I can't judge who they are. I relate to them based on what reputation that has been infused in my mind on what that other preacher said. And we do this all the time. I don't know if you've ever had anybody come on into your life and to just give you some real negative words. Whether they're on the highway and they try to run you off the road, or they tell you you're not good and I don't like you, you think you're not, and you walk away from, gosh, what has just happened to me? I say you just got slimed. You see, toxic relationships can leave you slimed. Say that with me. Toxic relationships can leave you slimed. That's exactly what can happen. Because when you experience any of the negative of other people in your life, when people say those things to you, you can get sick. Hello? They're so, that relationship being slimed and appear. You know, I get slimed all the time. Thanks. Be careful getting down on the steps. Matter of fact, this morning, I was in the first service. And I was talking. Someone stood up and interrupted me. And they said, Pastor Caton, I heard this. And you are wrong here. And this is what I heard. And this is what's happening. And I think it's wrong. And I think we need to have a leadership meeting. I think this. And I'm like, sir, can we talk about this privately? No, we're going to talk about it right now. How many know I just got slimed? Have you ever been slimed? Would anybody like to be slimed right now besides me? Let me tell you what happens when you get slimed for the bucket in the hand of the next person. What I found out that over 40 years of ministry, I've had people tell me what I don't do right more than what I've had people tell me what I do right. And you know what? When someone calls me or they call the office for an appointment, they say, can I talk to you? I'm like, do you have a bucket? Because if you have a bucket, I don't know that I want to talk to you. I'm always looking for the bucket in their hand because I've learned from my experience that I'm going to end up in a situation where their words, their facial expressions, their gestures, and even their tonal patterns, I think more is on its way. What do you look for? You look for busybodies. You know what a busybody is, don't you? It's a person who digs up and takes on the job of spreading false reports. You know what a whisperer is, don't you? You know what a whisperer is? They got to tell you everything. They got to let you know. Just wait a second. Don't do it yet. They are secretly passing on information they think that you need to have. And a gossip is a person that magnifies the situation, sensationalizes the rumors, and gives you partial information. But a slanderer is a person. A slanderer is a person who wants to destroy your credibility and your reputation. And when people walk around, telling others who you are in a false representation, you get slimed. Have you ever had to go back to somebody and defend yourself and say, I'm not like that? I'm not harsh. I'm not angry. I'm not self-centered, like they said. You know how difficult it is to do that when you're wearing the slime of the false accusation of that previous person? It is nearly impossible. And let me tell you this. The reason why I put this slime on me today is because every one of us came to church with one color of slime or another. Because there's hardly a person in here who hasn't been falsely accused by someone else. And it's impacted you. On the outside, you don't look like you've been affected. But if we were to see in the spirit, you'd start looking like me right about now. It's obvious that's the problem. And what happens when we get slimed is that we have a tendency to get slime on other people. And we have a tendency, oh, you're going to give me something to wipe? Oh, thank you, Pastor. Isn't he a great guy? That didn't help. That's okay. But you have to understand that we can defile other people in our life by the words of a talebearer because they are destructive and they go down. People say things to me about my family. Hi. Go ahead, just hang there for a minute. We'll talk a little bit for a while. Is that okay? Don't get it on you. Should I hug you and say thank you? No. There's times when you hear those things and you know how it goes down into your heart and you feel like you can't hardly breathe and you don't know what to do because these people actually believe what they said about you and you know it's not true. How do you get the slime off? People have asked me, they said, Pastor, I can't believe it that you've done this for 40 years. How did you continue in ministry and not quit, get mad at people? I said, I learned where you're going to have to. And I'll share with you that in just a few moments. But let me tell you something, it's not that easy. It's not easy actually at all because in the same way that we touch a door, a disease or a sick person, have you ever noticed when you go to the hospital and they ask you to put a gown on and they ask you to put a mask on and they ask you to put gloves on because they don't want you to put what you have on your life on the patient's life because they're very vulnerable with their immunity system? Or did you know that you could, in Bible times, if you touched a leper, it's highly contagious. So you grab their hand, guess what? The disease that was on them now comes on you. Do you know what happens when you get slimed? The disease that's in their life is now infected you. You become defiled by it because the negative false report goes into your thinking. It goes into your thinking and defilement begins to create a false image about who you are. You begin to believe what they say. And what you believe nobody, all these things. And you walk around like a loser. But you know the beauty about that? Is that you don't have to remain that way. You can get that slime off of your life. Because defilement is receiving a false report and it believes that that's true. Your belief system is expectations of others and talents. They are with this gook all over your life of God. They are yet creations all the time. Christians slime one another using the Bible. They'll say things like, but the Holy Spirit said. I said, sir, you have no idea who the Holy Spirit is. You ain't going to bring that bucket over here. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know how Christians are. They'll use the Bible. They'll use the Bible to slime you. They'll use prayer to slime you. That's why we've got to know whom we have believed in and be persuaded that He is able to keep us against that day. Can I get an amen? So when you begin to walk around in life with a belief system of your deficiency and others' negative opinions about you, then you become that. And I was slimed from the time I was a kid. All the way up there, baby. All right. I was slimed from the time I was a child. I came out of my mother's womb slimed. Because I was illegitimate. And my family, half of them disowned me and disassociated from me. And not until I was 40 years old did I find the true story of my history, which was the beginning of my journey of deliverance. I lived 40 years of my life slimed. The rejection of slime. And how it impacted me. And how I went to church slimed. How I preached slimed. Because they convinced me I was the reason Mom and Dad divorced. I was the reason that the family broke apart. I was the reason why it caused an early death for my mother. I was the reason that caused all this pain and why her oldest daughter won't talk to her for 23 years. I was the reason. And I believed it. And I became it. Oh, there were moments in my life when I'm like, oh, I can do this. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. And then the slightest thing would happen. All I have to do is see somebody with a bucket in their hand, and I go right back to behaving like I was slimed. But I've got good news. I found the shower. And I know where to go to be cleansed, and I know where to go to be renewed. And you and I don't have to walk around slimed the rest of our lives. Because disease and death is certain when we have been slimed. See, once I'm exposed to the negative, once I'm exposed to the attitudes, once I'm exposed to even my self-talk of condemnation, I begin to believe it is truth. And I begin to act accordingly. And I am walking through life with this negativity, this outlook of half empty instead of half full. And I'm just a diseased person. Have you ever met a diseased person? You could tell they're diseased because they are emotionally and they are mentally controlled by the false report. They are emotional. Slime will prevent you from taking faith risk. Slime will prevent you from excelling in the promises of God. Slime will keep you under the scrutiny of people. Slime will keep you in a negative place and never achieve the blessings that God has planned for your life. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's okay. I like this. Actually edible. It's good for you. That's what the devil will tell you. It's the truth. It's good for you. It's reality. It's the way things are. But a person of faith understands at some point in their life, I'm not going to continue to live this way. I have something in me that tells me I'm better than this. I heard someone tell me that I can achieve all that God has promised in His Word. I heard someplace that if God be for you, who could be against you? And you know what? I'm just not going to live diseased and dying any longer. Because once you're diseased, you quench the Holy Spirit.
Wow, God, that's amazing.
And he said, yeah, people that won't share have been slimed. I said, what do you mean by that, God? He said, they believe that there is not enough to meet their need. So they'll hold on to everything they can get. I said, wow, God, that's good. He said, you ought to preach that. It says, love means, how do you cleanse yourself? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26 says that we have to be renewed by the washing of the water of the word. I've got to go back to what the word says about me, not what you just said about me. Because what you just said about me isn't true. What's true is the forces at work behind the scenes. When you've been slimed, it's the devil. Now that means you can't hate the person. You got to love the person. You got to love the person, but you have to ask the Holy Spirit to identify exactly what spirit has come against you and attacked you. And the Holy Spirit will wash you with the word. You got slime on your legs. Come on up here. And when you get the word, pour it right over my head, honey. When you get the word, what happens is the word, the washing of the word. Go ahead. Just pour it. Just give me generously. It begins to wash away the slime that has been on my life year after year after year. And I begin to realize that all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to His purpose. I begin to realize that I'm going to pray for those who persecute me. I'm going to bless those despitefully use me. I'm not going to blame the person. I'm going to thank God for the trial because I know this, that all things work together for the good of that love God. And I'm not going to get mad at you. You are probably been slimed yourself. As a matter of fact, there are professional slimers in this church. Come on. They're in every church in Ohio. Professional slimers in every church across America. So what do? You have to shut the door. When you realize that the devil has slimed you, you have to take authority. You have to say, devil, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus that you be destroyed, that you cease and that you desist from all of your spiritual warfare and attacks against me, and you shut the door on the false accusation. When you do that, you begin to get cleansed. But if you sit there and just complain and gripe and become what they've said about you, you'll never become free. What do? Number one, we identify the source. Number two, we shut the door. And number three, I didn't anticipate the slime on my fingers. You focus your mind wholly on God. Come on, baby. When you focus your mind on God and you say, you know what? I know they said that. But I look up to the heavens from where my help comes. I'm going to focus on Jesus. I'm going to believe that my God is able to meet all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, when I get slimed, you know what I do? I go to the rock of my salvation. I run to the... Come unto the mountain and the mountain stands by me. Oh, all the run around me is sinking sand. I Christ that solid rock I stand. Friend, I go to the rock. So I don't know all the words. Who cares? He slimes me, I turn up the music. If it's a Moody channel, get no music, I put on Moody. As I am. I turn it all the way up. Just as I am without one plea. I'm going to get down and I'm going to get my Bible out. I'm going to start reading the Bible And I'm going to start declaring what it says about me. And then I'm going to go out and I'm going to pray for somebody that's sick. And then I'm going to go out and I'm going to give and I'm going to serve and I'm going to love somebody else. Why? Because if I focus on what you said, I'll become what you say. But if I focus on God, I'll become what He said. And I want to be more like Jesus. You got to refocus. How many have a GPS? You have a GPS? You know how to use it? I know how to use it. You don't have to ask for directions anymore. How many remember the day when you had to stop at the gas station? Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You say, excuse me, I'm looking for such and such a place. And they say, yeah, you go down the corner there, the big red barn on the right, you turn left, you go down there, and you've got four streets, and then third light, you turn left, and you go, okay, no, the big barn, turn left, what was that again? And I just told you, go down this way, go down there. And you follow it all the way, and then it's not there, and you're like, what is up with that? I think he was just messing with me. And you go back, you say, hey, you just told me about that, but I went there, and it's not there. He goes, oh, did I tell you to turn left? I meant turn right, I'm sorry. You remember those days? Now you don't have to worry about that. Somebody just shoots you an address. 33583, you know, whatever road, city, and you put it in your phone. You go, loading, and it comes up. It says 17 minutes to get there, approximate time of arrival. I'm like, man, this is like amazing. Hit go, and it starts talking to you. I have mine on the English accent. And they talk, hello, LFK, turn left at Vine Street. I'm like, yeah, baby, all right. She takes me all the way I need to go until I remember I needed to stop and get milk for Tina. So I stop and get milk. Huh? Calculating. The fourth thing to do to get the slime off is when you get slime and you get knocked off course, because it'll take your breath away. You got to recalculate. Come on. And when I recalculate, I go back to what God said originally. You know, the Holy Spirit must have known I needed this message, because this weekend was one of the toughest weeks I've had in a long time. False accusations, negative attitudes thrown toward me. People have said some things that were very hurtful. And I said, you know what, God? I'm not doing this anymore. I quit. You know what God said? Nothing. You know why? You know why God said nothing? Because He doesn't answer stupidity. I said, I'm not doing this anymore. 40 years of this being slime stuff, I'm done. And God just sits there, and He kind of smiles. He's like, really? You're done? That's what Jesus said when He hung on the cross. He was done. He wasn't going to finish. He was going to quit. I said, all right, I'll go Sunday. But you see, you can't do it out of self-will. You have to do it out of the cleansing, of the washing, of the water, of the Word of God. You have to recalculate. And so for momentarily, I'm in the molly grubs and I'm complaining and I'm telling God what I'm going to do and why I'm going to do it. And He's patient with me. He said, you know what, Kayton, you just got hit broadside. What you need to do, because you've been knocked off course, is recalculate. Get back on course and you'll get to the right destination. Have you had the wind knocked out of you? Have you gone through some trials where you thought, God, what are you doing? Why are you allowing this? Like we said last week, Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? God would have, if He wouldn't have cared, He wouldn't have been in the boat with you. He hasn't left you. He's just saying, you got to work my word. You've got to be de-slimed. Because the Holy Spirit is the most definitive God. I went out on that prayer walk. That's terrible in there. I'm like, look, aroma, and I walked away. You trade the aroma of this world. You need to get to. And so mostly all day yesterday, I was de-sliming. And then, when I get de-slimed, I go to church this morning at 10 and get slimed again. But I know what to do. I go to the rock of my salvation. I run to the... I still don't remember the words. But you and I have to begin to see. Number one, we're going to identify the source. People hurting people are because they are hurting. Number two, I have to shut the door on the devil. I know where this is coming from. It's the enemy. I've often told people that. I said, look, don't believe the enemy. And they'd say, this isn't the devil. This is that person. I said, no, you don't get it. It's the enemy behind that person. So you have to, number three, refocus. The old song, it says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And there's times when I say, God, I don't want to turn my eyes to you. I want revenge. And I know the way of my deliverance is to behold the face of the Lord. And then finally, get back on track. I'm here preaching today because I recalculated. That's the only reason. I'm just going to be real open with y'all. But you know how many times that's happened in 40 years? More times than I can count. More times than I can count. I'm sharing with you from life experience. You're going to get slimed. But if you don't come to the river, you got to come to the river. You got to be washed. You got to be cleansed by the word. So right now I'm going to ask everybody across this hall, if you came here this morning and you're carrying an inward slime like I depicted on the outward, and you've been heavy, you've been feeling disconnected, you've been feeling as though you begin to believe what they said about you, and it's not true. Let me tell you this real quick, and I'll stop right here. I don't know what time is it. You remember Jabez in the Bible? The prayer of Jabez was, Lord, expand my territory. Make me bigger, God. Make me amazing. Did you know Jabez pain, rejection, to live the test. But he determined the promises in his life, and he was bold enough living beneath the promises of God promised you. And you can receive, yes, you can. You can receive the desliming of false reports this morning. Let's worship the Lord, a posture of praise. If you will, whoever sings, to start singing right now, like right now. Do you have a song? Just sing right now. And just begin to bless the Lord. Come on. Come on, do it right now.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I want you to close your eyes and look up to heaven in your spirit.
What can make me whole again?
Come on, tell him.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Can you sing that part again? What can make me? Come on, sing it.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing
but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole? Come on, what can make me whole?
Behold again the blood.
Lift your voice and sing, oh.
The blood of Jesus.
would you bring your team across the front of this hall? And I don't want you to leave this room until you've been de-slimed. And you say, well, how is that going to make any difference if I just move from here to get up to there? Listen, the physicality of it isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your act of the Lord. Holy Spirit can cleanse. He do and He'll restore, because that's what He does. This morning, and walk out of here feeling that you made all things new. Would you do that for me? Man, if you need prayer, I want you to get out from where you're standing. Join me at this altar and begin to believe that God will do what He said He would do. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on, right? That if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven? You can know. Listen, the Bible tells you, you can know. You've been away from God, you want to recommit your life to Christ, you can do that today. You can give your heart to Jesus, because He's here right now. And He wants to bless you. He wants to bring you in to the family of God. Come on, my friend. Before you go that way, why don't you come this way? And why don't you receive the love of Jesus, and that He will comfort you, protect you, and keep you in the midst of your life storm, in the midst of your life slime. God will cleanse you. So before we leave today, please come for prayer. I want to say thank you for being a part of this great service today. I want to say thank you for supporting this great church today. I love my church. I would never, ever think about leaving my church. I only go through those moments like you do. I get slimed once in a while, but I know where to go. I go to the rock, and I don't know the words, but that's where I go, all right? Tell two or three people this morning, go to the rock of your salvation, baby. Let Jesus, next time, God bless you, come for prayer. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, precious.
It's the enemy behind that person. So you have to, number three, refocus. The old song is says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And there's times when I say, God, I don't want to turn my eyes to You. I want revenge. And I know the way of my deliverance is to behold the face of the Lord. And then finally, get back on track. I'm here preaching today because I recalculated. That's the only reason. I'm just going to be real open with y'all. But you know how many times that's happened in 40 years? More times than I can count. More times than I can count. I'm sharing with you from life experience. You're going to get slimed. But if you don't come to the river, you got to come to the river. You got to be washed. You got to be cleansed by the word. So right now I'm going to ask everybody across this hall, if you came here this morning and you're carrying an inward slime like I depicted on the outward, and you've been heavy, you've been feeling disconnected, you've been feeling as though you begin to believe what they said about you, and it's not true. Let me tell you this real quick, and I'll stop right here. I don't know what time is it. You remember Jabez in the Bible? The prayer of Jabez was, Lord, expand my territory. Make me bigger, God. Make me amazing. Did you know Jabez pain, rejection, to live the test. But he determined the promises in his life, and he was bold enough living beneath the promises of God promised you. And you can receive, yes, you can. You can receive the desliming of false reports this morning. Let's worship the Lord. Posture of praise. If you will, whoever sings, I'm going to start singing right now. Like right now. Do you have a song? Just sing right now. And just begin to bless the Lord. Come on. Come on, do it right now.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I want you to close your eyes and look up to heaven in your spirit.
What can make me whole again?
Come on, tell him.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Can you sing that part again? What can make me? Come on, sing it.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing
but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole? Come on, what can make me whole?
Behold again the blood.
Lift your voice and sing, oh. Across the front of this hall, and I don't want you to leave this room until you've been deslimed. They say, well, how is that going to make any difference if I just move from here to get up to there? Listen, the physicality of it isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your act of the Lord. Holy Spirit can cleanse. He do and He'll restore, because that's what He does this morning. And walk out of here feeling that you made all things new. Would you do that for me? Man, if you need prayer, I want you to get out from where you're standing. Join me at this altar and begin to believe that God will do what He said He would do. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on,
oh,
oh. That if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven? You can know. Listen, the Bible tells you, you can know. You've been away from God. You want to recommit your life to Christ? You can do that today. You can give your heart to Jesus. because He's here right now. And He wants to bless you. He wants to bring you in to the family of God. Come on, my friend. Before you go that way, why don't you come this way? And why don't you receive the love of Jesus, and that He will comfort you, protect you, and keep you in the midst of your life storm, in the midst of your life slide. God will cleanse you. So before we leave today, please come for prayer. I want to say thank you for being a part of this great service today. I want to say thank you for supporting this great church today. I love my church. I would never, ever think about leaving my church. I only go through those moments like you do. I get slimed once in a while, but I know where to go. I go to the rock, and I don't know the words, but that's where I go, all right? Tell two or three people this morning, go to the rock of your salvation, baby. God bless you. Come for prayer. Oh, Jesus.